Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning. Happy Friday. The Chiefs traveled to Las Vegas to play the Raiders in their brand new Allegiant Stadium, and we are hoping to make them feel bad. Maybe we'll take our own victory lap around the stadium. In the NFL, when a player exhibits outstanding performance or does a great play, they achieve the game ball, a special achievement. And in labor, we like to recognize the men and women who make a difference in our city. And to that end, we have the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council MVP Member of the Week. And to join me, as she has throughout the NFL season, my partner, the business manager from the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, the lovely Elise Martini. Elise, welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Kind of we had a bye week, but I'm glad to be back.
Are you refreshed?
I'm missing all the adrenaline. I'm missing the Chiefs, so I'm glad to have them back.
Elise, as you know, we spotlight, we showcase the men and women of labor who make a difference in our community. And really, all this month, we've been trying to showcase and highlight the men and women who not only make a difference in our city, but have made a difference by serving our country. We're speaking of our veterans, and today we have just such an individual to talk about this morning. Who have you brought in today?
I am so excited. You know, we've been really highlighting our veterans through November because it has been Veterans Month. And one of the programs that folks aren't aware of is the Veterans in Pipe Trades program that the UA does. And so the pipe fitters have a brand new apprentice coming in that came through the veterans and just started. And his name is Ryan Benjamin, and he is a great individual to receive the MVP Member of the Week.
Well, first of all, Ryan, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Thank you very much for your service.
I'm sorry.
Well, Elise, before we sit down and talk to Ryan Benjamin, this veteran and pipe fitter, let's share with us about the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council's MVP.
This is a great program where the trades or individuals out in the field nominate folks, and Ryan was nominated by the business manager of the Pipe Fitters Local 533, which you're familiar with, Scott Granda.
Our buddy Scott Granda, yeah.
And all you have to do is call your local. We actually, I talked to a local this morning that a member called and nominated someone that we'll have next week. So you rank and file members out there, you've got someone that you think deserves this, call your local, nominate them. They'll get a hold of me, and they'll be sitting in the same chair as Ryan's sitting in today.
Well, we're going to talk about Ryan this morning. First of all, Ryan, tell us a little bit about your career in the union.
So far, my experience has been amazing with the union. I came home about April, started working around May, June due to COVID. But since I came home, I've been teamed up with P1 Group, part of a small projects team. And those members over at the small projects team have been very patient with me. They've been teaching me the ins and outs of the trade, and they've definitely been setting me straight to be a good future foreman and journeyman.
So you've literally just been in the union since May?
Yep, just came home.
Wow. Well, it's good to have you here, Ryan, and I know the Pipe Fitters Local 533 are very proud to have you as a new member. What are some of the things you like to do outside of work?
Outside of work, if I'm not spending time with my family, I love to do a lot of tactical movement drills, similar to what we did in the military. I have a few buddies who came home as well, so I like to spend time with them, talk about our old experiences, and then try to rekindle that flame sometimes.
Are you married?
Yes, I am married, and I have two kids.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, Ryan, as I mentioned, in the NFL, players that exhibit outstanding performance and achievement receive the game ball. And this is not just a metaphoric game ball, because we truly have a game ball to present to you. And Ryan Benjamin, Pipe Fitters Local 533, on behalf of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, business manager, your business manager, Scott Grandin, we want to present you with the Building and Trades Council MVP Game Ball. Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We've got several weeks. We've got lots of great nominees, but there are still people that we're looking to find and recognize. The best way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, they can actually call the office, which is great, 816-836-8485, or we have a great website. It's beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. And they can reach us through there, too.
All right. Well, it is Raiders week. And Ryan, I always usually ask our MVPs what they think about this upcoming game. What's your thought? thought.
You know, I heard that the Raiders did a victory lap around the stadium when they beat us.
Yes.
So I think we're going to blow them out this week.
Well, they're going to the Death Star in Vegas, and the game is Sunday night, and I hope you're right. I hope we do our own little victory lap. Ryan Benjamin, one of our newest MVPs this week. Elise Martini from the Building and Trades Council. It is always a pleasure to see you, and congratulations, Ryan, and thank you again for your service.
Thank you for having me. Glad to see you.
Go Chiefs!
Kansas City, the home of the world champions, and also home to the best classic rock station in the universe. 101 The Fox.